This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Let's hear some new indie rock and soul tunes that dig into issues of race, inequality, and religion. They come from the west side of the state. Michigan Radio's Emily Fox has this profile on the first album being released by Grand Rapids, Fox the Dora.
Downtown Southside bus stop, need a ride. 'Cause we lived on the other side.
I'm joined by vocalist Molly Bausma Schultz and her husband and bass player Scott Schultz of Box Fedora, and we're listening to a song called Downtown Southside off their debut album, which will be released on Saturday. Molly, you write the lyrics for Box Fedora. Tell me what this song's about.
Downtown Southside really came to me when I was thinking back to my life living in West Michigan as a kid with my mother. I lived all over town. We always jumped from one apartment to another. I'm just kind of describing what it's like to get through the city either on foot or via bus, and what some of my relationships with neighbors could be like, sometimes contentious, sometimes fun.
And so you grew up on the southeast side of Grand Rapids?
Yes, that's right.
And what was life like growing up for you?
Well, my mother was a single mother, and I did not grow up with a father. So it was mostly just her and I kind of living life together. I was homeschooled.
And your mother is white, and you are biracial. Tell me more about what that was like for you growing up on the southeast side of Grand Rapids.
Well, I think some of our neighbors couldn't really figure us out, because at that time during the late 80s, early 90s, it wasn't as typical to see a biracial kid with a white mother. And we got a hard time from a lot of people, a lot of questioning, you know, about identity.
And they didn't know that they were just like me. They only saw what they wanted to see. Oh yeah.
And do you think that race is an issue in the city now?
Definitely. I think it'd be too flowery to say it's not an issue. I think it's different, and I think a lot of people in the community are very engaged with addressing that and trying to build better relationships and to create inclusion. But race is always a contentious issue, I think, especially where I'm from.
And Scott, do you have anything to add to that?
Yeah, I guess Grand Rapids is kind of got a bad distinction of being one of the more segregated places in Michigan and the U.S., What we love about Grand Rapids is the neighborhoods. It's like a little Chicago in a lot of ways, but it also means, you know, our southwest side is very Latino, our southeast side is very African American. I think we're part of a generation that really wants to start breaking those barriers down, because we're living all over town. We're meeting people from different parts of the city, whereas before, you know, it was people growing up in the suburbs or, you know, just distinct communities. So we're late to the game in Grand Rapids, but I think we're finally becoming a melting pot, and it's getting better. But I do know what Molly's talking about, the 80s and 90s in Grand Rapids. Growing up on the southeast side would not have been very nice. Lots of crime, lots of poverty, and it wouldn't have been easy to get around. And especially when you stick out, it doesn't make life easier.
And Scott, you grew up on the north side of Grand Rapids. Describe how your experience growing up may have differed from Molly's.
Yeah, we could have been a million miles away. You know, we were only 10 miles away, but, you know, very suburban, white middle class upbringing.
So let's talk about the song Let Me Be.
You think I'm just colored and complacent. Put me in a box 'cause you don't want to face it. Simplify, but if you saw the way my lips quivered when I sit slouch 'cause I can't identify. I can't identify.
my own thoughts, so maybe you just let me be.
So Molly, that clip from the song Let Me Be starts off with, "You think I'm just colored and complacent, put me in a box because you don't want to face it." What are you talking about here?
I'm kind of talking about dual things here. One being as a female artist and woman of color, I've experienced a lot of sort of questioning of what my intentions are, of what my plans are. Like, how are you gonna do this? How are you gonna make it? What are you really going after? And I guess it's driven me to work harder, but you know, that's not always a great feeling. So obviously, I'm getting at the fact that people have treated me like I don't work hard enough, but I know that I do. And then also on a darker side of that, I'm really talking about Trayvon Martin and lots of African-American men who have been murdered. And so, yeah, this idea that black men are just here to be taken out, yeah, it's tough to talk about.
Let me be, let me be, let me be, let me be, let me be.
And let's talk about the song, I Saw Love.
I'm not afraid of your biblical rules. And I'm not afraid of your hypocritical fools. I'm not afraid of your universal love. I ain't seen nothing but I did when I saw love.
So the west side of the state is generally known as Michigan's Bible Belt. How much of that influenced this song?
Quite a bit of it. That line is really talking about the way that individuals, be it leaders of churches or whatever that might be, the way that they've used the Bible to justify forms of oppression. We've seen it in our historical past as a nation, whether it be from slavery to immigration to gay marriage. You know, 40 years ago, Scott and I wouldn't have been able to get married because I'm black and he's white. And I don't think that's okay. So it's not that I don't believe that the Bible is a wonderful, beautiful book. It's just that when people cherry pick and use that to oppress others, I just don't agree with that.
I've been speaking with Molly Belsma Schultz and Scott Schultz of Vox Fedora. Their debut album, Promised Land, will be released on Saturday. A CD release show will happen that night at Founders Brewing Company in Grand Rapids. They came into Michigan Radio Studios and gave us an amazing high-energy performance of two songs off the album as part of Michigan Radio's Songs from Studio East. You can check it out at michiganradio.org.